This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. President Donald Trump says the political climate in Washington is shifting toward gun control measures. As AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports, the president made the statement in the wake of last weekend's mass shootings in El Paso and Dayton.
The president has voiced support for stronger federal background checks after other shootings before backing off. He says the time has now come.
We have to have meaningful background checks.
As he left the White House for a New Jersey vacation, the president said he thinks he has the influence to convince Republicans of that, including Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell, who has resisted in the past.
He's totally on board.
At the same time, the president's assuring the NRA its views will be respected, though he hopes the pro-gun lobby will not get in the way of new measures.
Frankly, I really think they're going to get there also.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Meanwhile, police in El Paso, Texas, say the Walmart shooting suspect told them that he deliberately targeted Latinos. The AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Detective Adrian Garcia said in an arrest warrant affidavit, Patrick Crucius agreed to waive his Miranda rights. It says Crucius emerged with his hands up from a vehicle that was stopped shortly after the shooting. His first words to officers were, "I'm the shooter." Crucius told them he had driven for nearly 10 hours to get to El Paso, and he was targeting Mexicans in the attack. 8 of the 22 people killed at the Walmart were Mexican nationals. Besides capital murder, federal prosecutors have said they are also considering hate crime charges against Crucius. I'm Ed Donahue.
A down day on Wall Street with all three major indices finishing Friday's trading in negative territory. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, please log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The next round of trade talks between the United States and China might not happen, according to what President Donald Trump told reporters Friday. Asked if he would cancel the talks scheduled to be held in Washington, Trump replied, maybe.
Right now, the talks are scheduled in September. Whether or not we're talking about China, whether or not they're canceled, we'll see.
Later, White House Trade Advisor Peter Navarro said the United States is still planning another round of talks next month. A number of economists have warned that the trade war between the world's two biggest economic powers could hurt growth globally, in part due to the disruption of supply chains and less efficient production. The International Monetary Fund and the World Bank have downgraded their forecasts for economic growth this year. Demonstrators crowded the arrivals hall at Hong Kong Airport on Friday, handing out leaflets and waving banners in a dozen languages. As Francesca Lina of Reuters reports, it's a bid to raise awareness among visitors headed into the city.
About 1,000 protesters crowded the arrivals hall at Hong Kong Airport on Friday. They chanted for democracy and handed out these leaflets, apologizing to visitors for the state of their city. The sit-in is expected to last all weekend. It came as Chief Executive Carrie Lam warned that the weeks of demonstrations could hit the financial hub, quote, like a tsunami. What started as an angry response to a now-suspended law that would have allowed criminals to be extradited for trial in China now incorporates demands for greater democracy, Lam's resignation, and even keeping out mainland tourists.
That's Francesca Lina of Reuters. More than 2 million pilgrims have gathered in the holy city of Mecca in Saudi Arabia to perform initial rites of the annual Hajj. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Hajj rites take the Islamic faithful along a path traversed by the Prophet Muhammad some 1,400 years ago. Male pilgrims wearing simple terracloth white garments and women in conservative dress and headscarves circle the cube-shaped Kaaba. The pilgrimage this year takes place amid a backdrop of political and sectarian tensions between Saudi Arabia and Iran, and conflicts still flare in Yemen, Syria and Libya. Muslim minorities around the world also face increased threats, including in Indian-administered Kashmir, where a sweeping curfew is currently in effect. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
India eased restrictions in Kashmir to allow the Muslim-majority population to attend Friday prayers after 5 days of a restrictive lockdown. The police director for Kashmir told the AFP news agency people were allowed to pray in their neighborhoods, but were warned not to venture outside their local areas. I'm David Berg, VOA News.
It's today's exclusive hits.